Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. Today is October 6th, and 2009. I guess I should start announcing that because it'll be 2010 very soon, all too soon. How are you doing today, JR?
I am pretty awesome. I am just trying to stay in the flow with the vibrations of the world today because we just seem to be having a very interesting morning when it comes to technology.
I know. Yes, JR called me a few minutes ago and said, I can't get on. And at the same time, my computer was going haywire. I had to re-sign in. So we've got a little bit of technical challenge happening here. So today we have a wonderful show planned with Bob Macko. But before we get to that, I just wanted to mention that next Tuesday, we are doing a 7 p.m. show. This is not our normal Tuesdays to do the Honoring Hour, and we've picked a prime time time schedule to do a cleansing show. And JR and I are going to be starting a cleanse on the 11th, and it's whatever cleanse you want to do. Initially, we had thought about the master cleanse, and that wasn't looking like it was working for either one of us.
I'll just put in a blurb that, you know, because we've been hearing about a lot of different cleanses out there.
Right.
There's raw food diet cleanse, the lemonade, you know, which we're all fond of. But it just seems like everyone wanted to be involved, but kind of do their own thing and cleanse this time. So we're going to actually experience it this time, and I think it's going to be exciting.
Right, exactly. So that's also going to include a cleansing meditation, so we hope that you all will join us for that. On the 20th, we have Dr. Kim Bayless, who is a naturopath that I've been working with personally and have come to really enjoy her wisdom, and she's going to be talking with us about how emotions manifest physically in our DNA, so that'll be a very interesting show. On the 27th, we have our meditation, and then on November 3rd, cannot believe it's almost November, we're going to have Reverend Lisa Marks, who's going to be talking to us about past life regression therapy. So I'm really excited about that. JR, you've got some classes coming up. You've got some things you're involved
in. Yeah,
I
do. But actually, since you mentioned Reverend Lisa, I'd like to also mention that her and her team out of Inner Peace in Richmond are actually going to have their New Moon Mini Modalities Day, which is a day where everyone in the community can actually come and receive readings, healings, and she'll have actually all different types of wellness vendors in there. And I think there's like a $5 donation or something to Inner Peace in there. So I think a little blurb about that would be cool for her. And, you know, I actually, myself, I do have, like you said, some Reiki workshops and stuff that I'm doing right now. I actually won this Saturday here in Richmond. And it's, you know, it's going really well. It's just interesting how so many people are interested in this path. You know, and it's not about, you know, just the healing of others, but, you know, really getting serious about their personal development. So,
right,
yeah.
Right.
And now you actually have a workshop starting this weekend, too, don't you, Lynn?
Actually, it's the 17th also, which is the same day as the Mini Modalities. The Mini Modalities is in Richmond on Skipworth Road, I believe it is, at Inner Peace.
Yeah.
My opening communications class, which you can find out more about on www.lightworkerscalltomastery.com is on the 17th, and that's here in the Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania area. And then I have another incarnate level class starting on Tuesday evenings from 7 to 8:30. That's a telecourse, so it doesn't really matter where you are as long as the time frame works for you. So that's what's going on here. Anything else we need to add about that, JR?
No, I think we've, you know, got it all out there. I mean, we have a lot of stuff scheduled. I mean, Lynn has just been, you know, going overtime already on 2010. So, you know, working in that direction. So there's just a lot, you know, happening. And, I mean, we're looking at restructuring, a lot of new excitement coming up. So, you know, stay tuned.
Right, exactly. And with that, I just want to let you know, I'm going to go ahead and put this out here, even though it's a way off. On December 15th, which is right before the December new moon, we are going to do a Christmas wish show. So we'd like to hear about your Christmas wishes and just some gratitude things. We really want to make that a show where our listeners are interactive. We get a lot of after the post-show comments about people that have listened to it, we really want you guys to come on and talk with us during this time and to send in chats if you're in the chat room. We definitely just want to hear from you during the time frame. So really excited, and we're already booking into 2010, which just blows my mind that we are so close to a new year. So we today have Bob Macko. He has not gotten on. If you can hear us, Bob, you need to press option one so that I can see you on here. But I know JR was having a lot of challenges getting on. Hopefully Bob's not experiencing the same thing. We had Bob's mom, Joannie Macko, on about 2 months ago, and they are doing the Lightworkers, the Midwest Lightworkers Conference in Chicago next weekend. Oh, no. I think it's Chicago, the Illinois area, next weekend. And that's going to be a fantastic event, I'm sure. They hold that annually. And you can check out, for those of you that are on, signed on through the chat room, I've put up, it's www.lux-productions.com. That is Bob's website. And definitely go on there and take a look at his pictures. His music is great, and we've got some of that up here today, but the pictures are amazing. When I looked at those, I was just completely blown away.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And, you know, the key is, you know, really, you know, try and listen to his music while you're taking in that art. I mean, just, you know, as talented as his mother was, you know, this apple did not fall far from that tree. I mean, the creativity, the heart and the warmth that comes through in his work was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely talented young man. Very fortunate to have had the guidance of his mother, I'm sure. It was a great blessing. And I've got children of my own, and when I was talking with Bob, he offered me some really great insight, because my son, who is now 18, is definitely on his own path and doesn't appear to be similar to mine at all in this moment. And I know that appearances are deceiving, so I'm trying to, as a mother, really hold on to that. But Bob let me know, in all of his infinite wisdom, that it takes some time, and you kind of come back around, and, you know, he did a little bit of his own past stuff as well, and then finally came into his own. So I'm holding out hope that, you know, my son will turn. He's being a typical teenager right now, but Bob is definitely someone I'm sure Joanne is very, very proud of, and his music says that. With that, I think what I'll do is I'll just start playing one of his songs from Elysium, which is his latest album, and that's something that we can, it's meditative music, and I've been using it the past week and have really enjoyed it. It really allows me to get in the meditative state. I'm going to play, if I hope I'm saying this right, Adoxos, let you guys listen to that a little bit. And hopefully in the meantime, Bob will be able to connect, pressing option one, so that we can let him in to start talking with us. So enjoy this for a few minutes. It appears we are having more technical difficulties. That's not playing either. Can you hear it, JR?
No, I'm just embracing the silence of spirit in this moment and getting centered in that space.
Right. I told JR
I'm just enjoying embracing this for,
right.
You know.
I told JR this morning it felt like a very introspective day.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
Just breathe in that peace. Take in this healing music. Thank you.
About you, JR, but I've been listening to this meditative music for about a week now, and one of the things I find when I meditate by myself and when I'm not doing a guided meditation is it's harder for me to, I have to work a little bit harder to just get in that meditative state, you know, but this music has really been an amazing tool for me to just slide right in. And that's one of the things I really was looking forward to talking to him today about was just, you know, how he comes up with it. Where does he get his inspiration for this? Because it
right.
is so, to me, it does seem very divinely guided. Really,
yeah, you feel that in the vibration. Because, you know, I'm one of those people who just, you know, years ago when I first started out, I was like, you know, I can't meditate. I can't sit still. And, you know, depending on the day, you know, I really need the music to help guide me. And when you connect to that vibration, like with this, it just so easily helps draw you towards that centering and, you know, that connection
mm-hmm.
that you're seeking. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's wonderful, a wonderful piece.
Yeah. And I found it doesn't take me too far out. It's not like I wind up getting out of it and going into space and... I actually was listening to one that was on my daughter's iTunes, and right behind it, I didn't even realize I had gotten to the end of, I don't know whether it was 14 or 18 minutes, and then behind it comes some real hip-hop music. But it wasn't like it was a sudden jolt out of my meditation or, you know, it was just, I was very quiet, very centered, but I wasn't out of my body. I wasn't gone. It wasn't a jolt when that pop music started playing at high volume. So that was something I thought about. I thought about just how relaxed I had really been, just how in that space with the, and still being really connected to everything that was happening around me, which is definitely something I enjoy doing when I meditate and when I lead the meditation, try to get people not to get too far out, because it is about our body experience and staying in. That's the, in my opinion, the new way of getting into meditation and really having it work for you and just operating spiritually in today's world, to be able to stay in and not have to get out. Too many escape options in the past.
Yeah, a lot's directed at keeping our attention and pulling us away from our core or center.
Mm-hmm.
But I like how his music and his pieces aren't, you know, so overdone that it busies the mind, you know, because some
right.
music will do that. And it's very soothing and very, helpful.
Mm-hmm. And it almost, you know, I feel it almost encourages me to start breathing deep. It's almost like the music is telling me to do that. Deeply.
Well, it's very caressing. It's very, I mean, when you have the energy and feel that vibration just flowing with it, it's as if it's just, you know, sweeping across, you know, the body, the soul, the spirit, cleansing, refreshing, helping to release any stress, any negative vibrations. Very cleansing.
Mm-hmm. Again, if you're just signing on with us, we are listening to Bob Macko's music from his album Elysium, and he is our guest today. I believe we're having a little bit of trouble or challenges with him getting on. If he is on and he can hear us, we need to press option 1 so he can come and talk with us. His website is www.lux-productions.com. He can also be found, some of his other work is at www.strengthproductions, that's strengthproductions.com. And this is a very gifted young man. If you go onto his Lux Productions website, he's got some photography on there that is just incredible. Just amazing. JR and I were looking at that together earlier this morning, and we're just very pleased with, so inspired by the artwork. Just amazed. And you can tell he puts an equal amount of compassion and love and his passion for what his art is into his music as well. That was really nice. I love the way that it ended, too, just like really smooth transition, really beautiful piece.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we still do not have Bob on here, JR, so we have an option. We are about 23 minutes into the show. I've got the other piece that we can certainly play. I definitely want people to know that they can find Bob at lux-productions.com and at strengthproductions.com. He is the son of Joanne Macko, who we had on here a couple months ago, and they are doing the Lightworkers Midwestern Conference this weekend, but the next weekend. I believe it's the 15th or the 16th through the 18th in Illinois. So that's another way that you can catch up with both Bob and his mom, Joanne. And they are two amazingly gifted artists and just really here to share their gift with the world. So we have been very, very blessed to have connected with them.
Absolutely. And, I very much enjoyed that piece, and I really, you know, recommend everyone to go to his website, just and to, if anything, just take in, you know, the ice, you know, the vision that he has in his artwork, and listen to more of his music, and purchase, you know, his CDs. They're awesome pieces, as you just sampled, and to really help enhance personal healing and expansion and growth in meditation. I mean, I think this is an artist that really needs to be heard. Now, and with that said, I would think with maybe we want to end on a good note right about now versus ending in the middle of some more technical difficulty.
Right, exactly. So with that being said, thank you, JR, for that. We'll just remind you that we have a cleansing show coming up on the 13th, and we invite you to call in if you've ever done a cleanse and it worked for you or it didn't work for you. We want to hear both sides of that story. We want people to, you know, to just understand what cleansing is about and just hear a bunch of different things. We personally loved the Master Cleanse. It's a great cleanse. I know it helped me tremendously. I'm going to be trying John Christopher's cleanse this time. Have you chosen a cleanse yet, JR?
I'm actually going to do, there's this new, I'm actually going to transition from one into another. I'm going to start off with a raw food detox, going into, and then breaking it down and going into, lemonade, liquids, and then back out into, in the end, into raw foods and then back into healthy eating. So I'm going to do that this time. I feel drawn to that. I think, the lemonade cleanse as a detox, I highly recommend that for people. But I'm sensing right now a more of a connection to the natural healing that's in our fruits and our vegetables and in our lives, and to have that be part of our process because, you know, those are the natural things that were put there for us. And a lot of them have high levels of antioxidants that are in them that will help us in cleansing and personal healing.
Right. Yeah, and that's very much in alignment with the one that I'm doing, too. That's a great way to sum that up. Just as a reminder, we also are going to have Dr. Kim Ballas on here on the 20th, our monthly meditation on the 27th, and then November will be beginning, and we're going to have Reverend Lisa Marks, who is the sponsor of the Many Modalities in Richmond on Skipworth Road on the 17th. So I'm just going to go ahead and play the other Bob Macko song for those who really want to hear it, and we'll just say sign off, and thank you for joining us on the Honoring Hour today. I am going to go ahead and play that in its entirety, so you are welcome to hear it, though.
Awesome. Everyone have a week filled with many blessings and much light.
Yes. Now, this sounds like the one we just heard, so that must have, this is really interesting. So the one we heard must have been Eros. I'm going to try the other one, which is Adoxos. I believe, I'm hoping I'm saying that right. We'll have to have Bob get on here and tell us, definitely. This is the one that's not playing through. Well, I'm sorry about that. That's the one that's not coming through, even though it's on here. So that obviously must not be what we're supposed to do. So we're going to go to our old standby and thank Dana and Ariana Agnellini for letting us use their music one light at a time. And we will sign off with that, saying thank you very much for listening to The Honoring Hour today.